Create Art Podcast. Project: National Novel Writing Month and National Podcast Post Month. Hello, friend, and welcome to Create Art Podcast, where I help you tame your inner critic and create more than you consume. I'm Timothy Kim O'Brien, your head instigator with over 20 years in arts and education. Now, how do I do this? Well, I provide you with commentary, interviews, discussions, and projects that will inspire you to create art. Now, this month, November of 2021, I will be podcasting daily and writing a novel all within that 30 days. I'm participating in NAPODPOMO, which is National Podcast Post Month, and NaNoWriMo. I did this last year. I want to do it again this year. And you will find all the episodes right here at createartpodcast.com. Now, you'll be able to listen and read along to what I wrote for the day. I do like to practice what I preach when it comes to art, so I'm challenging myself again this year to write and have you come along for the ride. It's my hope that this inspires you to accomplish your goals with your art. And if you'd like to share what you're doing, feel free to email me, Timothy@createartpodcast.com. So let's get this show on the road. All right, welcome back. We are 9 November 2021. Today's count, we had 1,766 words. Goal is 1,667. So we beat it by 99 words. And our cumulative count is 13,799. So here we go. The men made it to the craft room where Carmine and the kids were working on floral arrangements for Cheryl. Myra ran up to Carl and hugged him. He looked over at Nate and Vince for help. Vince put his finger to his lip. "This is amazing. Thank you for bringing me here. Look what we made for Cheryl," exclaimed Myra. "Those are great. I am so glad that you're having a great time," replied Carl, still looking over at Nate and Vince. "Well, folks, that was a great meal, but now I need to hit the road. Myra, I heard you want to be on my team in the next time we do tug of war. Is that right?" asked Vince. "Can I please? I know we can beat anyone," said Myra. "Okay, I'm with you, and maybe we can pull Carl and Nate into the mud while they're wearing suits. How cool would that be?" replied Vince. "That would be awesome," exclaimed Myra. "Here, I made this for you." Myra handed Vince a small bouquet of the flowers they picked. "I'll make sure to keep it on my porch so it gets a ton of sunlight. Maybe sometime Carl will bring you over to my house and you can see my workout room," replied Vince. "I want to come over too," interjected Seth. "You want to come to my arcade, young man. I know your game," replied Vince. "Raise that B to an A in biology and you can go," said Nate. Myra gave Vince a big hug as he was starting to leave. Vince whispered into her ear, "Take good of Cheryl and especially Carl. They're my friends and they think you're pretty special." "Can do, boss man," whispered Myra back to him in Spanish. "Where did you hear that before?" asked Vince. Uncle Neil, silly. He always said that to us," replied Myra. Vince stood up and headed for the door and waved for Nate to follow him out. Once they got outside and Nate shut the door behind them, Vince leaned into Nate and said softly, "She just said something that my dead brother Neil said to me before I would leave out on a mission. And she did it in Spanish, just like he used to do." "I didn't know you had a brother," replied Nate. "Well, he was an adopted brother from my time south of the border. He's not related by blood, but trial by fire. He died 9 years ago. Keep an eye open," replied Vince. He walked toward his truck and started up the motor and left quickly. Nate watched as Vince left and headed back into the house towards the craft room when he got an alert on his phone that Angela was approaching the house. He stepped back to the front door and waited for her on the front porch. Angela pulled up and parked her car next to Carl's. She saw Nate standing on the porch and knew he needed to talk, and knew to talk with him before going inside. This was his usual sign that something important needed to be discussed immediately. "What's going on? Is everything okay?" asked Angela. "Just had another episode with Myra and Vince. She said something that only he and a dead colleague of his would know," Nate said quietly. "Let's go to my upstairs office and talk about our strategy for adopting Myra." They both entered the house and went into an isolated corner of the floor of the house where Nate had a more informal office. He took a seat behind the desk as Angela sat opposite him in a leather chair. She opened her portfolio and tablet and started writing notes. Nate pressed a button on the desk and the door locked, and a notification was sent to Carmine letting her know not to disturb Nate in his office. "Let me give you some information that will color how we proceed with adopting Myra into the family. So, we may have an easier time, according to Vince, if he can get to their house and the first hotel they stayed in. The second hotel has already been compromised, but there was nothing linking the father to Myra. In fact, the father is not the real father of her. About 3 years ago, Myra showed up, and the wife died of unknown causes. That couple adopted her with a cover story that she was a niece and that her mother was unable to care for her. Both parents were only children. They enrolled her into school and with that story, and it worked. There are no pictures except for school ID. There may be no records of her via the internet. I'm thinking we can do something similar and get buy-in from Myra, with you and Carmine applying the right pressure on her," said Nate. "I still want to do some searching into my channels about her and this foster adoption. I doubt Myra's parents had the resource or the knowledge needed to do this as quietly as we can do it. There are so few people that have access to the resources we do, and we are the best in the business. That's why I joined this firm. I have the preliminary paperwork drafted and wanted you and Carl and Cheryl at some point to review and sign off on it. Looks like I'll be doing some updating on the paperwork. I just want to make sure that we're on the right track to get everything knocked out quickly and silently so no one is the wiser or snoops around after us," said Angela. Cheryl had to go to work, and I think we will wait to deliver the paperwork to her until after you do your research. Carl can look at it and look it over today while he's here and sign off on anything you need him to sign off on. Everyone's in the craft room right now. Do you want to head over there and make an appearance and let Carl know that we have paperwork he needs to review?" asked Nate. "I can do that. If you don't mind me asking, is this turning into something weird? I'm just getting a funny vibe from all of this and what has happened," asked Angela. "Take a look at the school ID. Nate pushed the laminated card over to Angela. "That was taken about 3 years ago." Angela looked at the ID casually and then looked at it again deeply. 3 years ago? Are we sure? Because this is the same little girl in your craft room right now. I'm not an expert at facial recognition, but to me, that is Myra," said Angela with a gasp. "Yeah, that is her. This is from Vince, and his people have just about confirmed it. We're doing some DNA analysis on Myra and Cheryl just to make sure. We have hit the Twilight Zone. Prepare yourself for a fun ride," said Nate. "How much does Carl know?" asked Angela, still gazing at the ID. "Everything except the paperwork you just dropped on me to review. He's a little shaken up about it, naturally. Carmine doesn't know yet. But can you keep an eye on Carl until he comes here to look over the paperwork and encourage him to do it quickly?" asked Nate. 3 years. Wow. "Okay, yes, I'll do that right now," said Angela. Nate unlocked the door from his desk, and Angela left the office and headed straight to the craft room. When she got there, Myra looked over her shoulder and saw Angela and ran straight to her. "Hello there, Angela. We're making some flower bracelets for Cheryl. Want to help?" asked Myra. I sure do. They look lovely. I wish I had some. Can you show me how to make them? Asked Angela. Well, Carl, Nate said he needed you to review some paperwork in his office. If you can head over there right now. I'm on it. Okay. Myra, duty calls. I'll be back as soon as I'm done with Nate. Are you going to be okay? Asked Carl. Sure, I'm going to help Angela make flower bracelet for her to take home, said Myra. As Carl headed to Nate's office, Carmine stopped him before he left. Are you feeling okay? Do you need to go lie down when you're done with Nate? I know it's been a busy day for you, and we can watch Myra for a few hours if needed. Thanks for the concern. I'm fine. It's just paperwork, right? It's not going to, you know, it's not like I'm going on a tour of the grounds with Seth. Now that is tiring because that kid does not tire out ever. I'm going to refresh my ginger ale if you don't mind, replied Carl. You know where it is in the fridge. No one here drinks it, but we keep it on hand for when you come over, and hope you come over more often now, said Carmine. Absolutely. I think this is all a plan you have concocted to get me over here more often, joked Carl. You see right through me as always, Carl. Now, get my husband out of that office so he can have some fun today, replied Carmine. Carl gave her a quick hug and went over to Nate's office. He knocked on the door, Nate opened it, and headed back to his chair behind the desk. There were papers strewn about, and a couple of pens were on Carl's side of the desk. Carl took a seat and looked over the papers without touching them. This won't take long. With the new information that I gave Angela, she has more work to do and more research to do on Myra. When she gets that done, I'll bring you and Cheryl in and we can go over the process and paperwork. Basically, I think we're going to do the same thing, similar but cleaner than what was done previously with Myra, since she did a good job last time, stated Nate. Oh, okay. That's great because I have no idea how all this works and I'd like to have Cheryl in on this as much as possible because this is going to impact her as well. Let's get back to the kids and I think we will go in about an hour or so if there's nothing else, replied Carl. Okay, so thank you so much for listening to today's installment of Shared Diary. If you like what you heard, you can go to the website, createartpodcast.com. You can go to this post and leave me some comments and let me know what you liked and what you didn't like. I would suggest reading through last year's work first to know who Carl is and who Myra is. And who Cheryl is, and who all these people are. That would probably help. So again, we'll see you tomorrow. And I just wanted to let you all know, too, that sometimes I might miss a day or two in this month. Sundays are the days that I usually catch up if I miss any days during the week. So make sure that you're subscribed and following whatever podcast app you're using. And I want to thank you for listening in and reading this story that I'm writing eventually will be for you. Have a great day. And this is a Gagglepod East Studios production. Gagglepod, where we've been helping creatives tell their story with podcasting since 2017. Take a look at gagglepod.com and you'll see all of our network shows. All of them are designed to help you podcast. See you next time.